My guests today, Russ and Althea Andrews, who are going to be auditioning for Britain's Got Talent. Let's start off by talking to you, Russ. Very good afternoon to you, sir.
And you, mate. Thanks for having me on it.
Thank you for coming in.
Don't worry, it took us a bit of a while. I got lost.
Yeah, we are a little bit hidden away, aren't we?
Yeah, proper.
Now, before we get talking about Britain's Got Talent, just give us a bit of background. How long have you been doing magic for?
About 25 years.
Wow. And what got you into it in the first place?
I was a bit of a card sharp. I used to cheat at cards years ago. It's not a great trade or one of those trades to get into, but, you know, you swim me a few bob back in the day. And then, I bumped into a magician when I moved to Weymouth. And he said, do you fancy using card skills from an entertainment point of view? And so he took me under his wing for a bit. I joined the Wessex Magic Association. I learned a lot there. There's a lot of mixed ages. Youngsters, some of the old boys that are, you know, still doing really well these days, and just sort of honed my skills from there really, and got better and better.
Excellent. And is there any well known magicians that sort of influence you at all?
I've met quite a few of them really. I go to Blackpool Magic Convention. It's about six to 10,000 magicians ago. I've met David Blaine, Darren Brown, some of the big guns out there. Yeah. So, and I've worked alongside some of the best consultants in the world. So yeah, I've done all right.
That's fantastic. They are big names. And do people, are they always sort of stopping you and asking you to do a trick?
Yeah, non-stop. I can't even go for a dinner with my partner or go out for a drink without people coming up to me and slowly trying to push a deck of cards. Problem is, when you've had a few beers, you sort of lose the plot, and then you do one trick, and then one trick turns into about 15 tricks, and then it's just easy how it is though.
And everybody wants to know how you do it, I expect.
Yeah, I never tell anyone.
Now, of course, it's the golden rule, isn't it?
That's part of the trick.
Yeah. Now then, tell us. Now, you've auditioned for Britain's Got Talent twice before.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's it like doing that?
The first time I did it was back in 2008. I wasn't really prepared for it, really. I went up there thinking I could just do, shuffle a few cards and just throw out there, but I was a bit wrong. The second time I went, I took a team of kids on. I used to teach a kids' magic group, and I took a whole team on there. My daughter was one of them, Carter Andrews, and... We smashed all five rooms. Unfortunately, with that sort of show is, when you're going through you go through about four or five rooms, with four producers in each one, you can get your bit of paper at the end, but when it comes to February getting the call back, unfortunately, because of the way the show is planned, obviously they do it for the entertainment value for the TV show, so they pick a guy with tinfoil around his head pumping a tune out of his left nostril. Unfortunately, that is TV for hopefully third time lucky.
So these are producers that you're auditioning for then?
They're producers for the show. You get four in a room, so we basically, me and Alfie, have got to work our way through about 20 producers in one day, which is going to be a long day. So,
and are you doing for all the different producers, are you doing different tricks or?
No, it's the same trick, different outcome in every room.
All right. Gosh, that's amazing. And do you get a bit nervous before all that?
No, I've done a lot of gigs over my time. I can walk into a room with 300 to 2,000 people. It doesn't bother me. So I'm so used to doing it. So for me, it's just like going in and doing what I do best.
Excellent. I got something special planned, I imagine.
Yeah, I've kept it tight-lipped. No one really knows about it apart from me and my son. So we've kept it under wraps. Performed it for my partner the other night, and she was quite stunned by it, which is pretty cool.
And what sort of magic do you do? I mean, obviously you do card tricks. Do you do the sort of like the sawing people in half type stuff and all that?
Unfortunately, I stay away with stuff that you need like massive insurance claims for, especially sawing people in half. It's not really my cup of tea. So I stick with the cards. I like the card sharp stuff, the gambling side of things and that. And I like psychological magic as well, which is quite good, which is the mind reading stuff.
David Blaine type stuff.
David Blaine was more of a
Darren Brown.
Darren Brown stuff is the stuff I like. Yeah. It's more, I enjoy that more because you can take the card element out of it and just use the human mind, which is quite cool.
Yeah, excellent. And we got Althea over here. So, hello, Althea.
Hello.
Now then, so you're going to be going and auditioning as well. So, that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And are you feeling nervous or just excited?
Both.
How long have you been doing magic?
Around 5 years.
And are your friends always asking you to do tricks?
Yes.
And what about school? Teachers, and are they impressed?
Most of them, yes. Some of them, not really.
And do you put on little shows?
Yeah, I do from time to time.
And would you like to be a professional magician one day?
Yes.
So, Dad, what do you think? Althea going to be a professional one day?
Yeah, I think if he sticks with it,
it's one of them sort of hobbies where if you don't stick with it and you lose track of it, then it sort of fades away. But if he keeps up with it, and I'll keep sort of drumming it into him, you know, I think he'd do well.
And so how are you, third time lucky this time?
Oh, 100%.
So you'll be up there eventually in front of, who is it, Simon Cowell and all that crowd?
Yeah, the rest of them, yeah. They'll be fine. We're all good. Don't worry. We got a great trick planned. Aces up our sleeves, we'll be all right.
But you're not gonna give us any clues, are you?
No clues. It's all tight-lipped. Even with, you know, we had the papers and stuff, and if they were asking me about what the trick was, and I said, well, you won't see it until we actually see it, so...
Excellent. Well, good luck with all of that, both of you, and will you let us know how you get on?
I will do. Can we just say one thing?
Sure.
Is that all right? I just want to say a special thank you to Sarah Keenan for supporting me and Alfie. She's been gold dust, and everyone down at Snook's Sports Bar, because everyone's backed us for quite a while now, and, you know, especially with Alfie and everything like that, I think it's great that we've got a great backing behind us to, you know, keep pushing us to do what we do.
I think they're all listening now, aren't they?
Well, hopefully.
Sorry, what's that, Alfie?
Hopefully.
Yes. Okay, well, good luck. Let us know how you get on, and let's hope that it's third time lucky then.